Welcome to another cup of coffee with me, Sandy. Yes, I have got tuna with me, but look at my new cup of coffee earrings. Where on earth did I get this from? Well, my wonderful friend Gina, I don't know how she finds it, but I've got a box full of incredible cup of coffee earrings. So you will see them from time to time. Anyway, my guest today is pure Spanish bred young man. He's a writer, an author, an actor, a linguist, and his name is Julio Jesus Ruiz. And his English is very good, but he said to me, Sandy, please don't speak too fast, because although I speak English, I don't want to make any mistakes with the discussion we have today. And I said, don't worry about it. So, without further ado, hello, Julio, and how are you?
Hi, Sandy. Fine, thanks. It's a pleasure for me to be here. Thanks you for inviting me.
Yes, you are so welcome. There is so much that I want to know about you, because I've not as yet, in all the years I've been doing Cup of Coffee, I've never had a born and bred Spanish young man. I've had one who was born and bred, but not as young as you. So, where were you born?
I was born in Ronda. It's a small town in the province of Malaga and the south of Spain. But just because my parents were traveling and they were passing through, and suddenly I was born. Really, I was raised in Estepona.
Okay, so you were a surprise in Ronda, but educated and live in Estepona at the moment. And this is where you spend your life and have done everything. And when I say everything, I mean, you are a writer. What started you off writing?
Well, I've always loved the culture in general, and especially movies and literature. My father works in culture. He every year organizes the International Film Festival Week in Costa del Sol. And since I was a boy, I was inside that cultural world, seeing a lot of theaters and musical concerts and reading a lot of books. And I've absorbed all of it since my childhood. So when I was a teenager, I began to write short stories and make short films with my friends. And then when I was 16, I begin to write what later will become my first novel, a story of adventures of science fiction which takes place in a dystopian society. And I begin to write it not as a novel, but as weekly issues that I give to my friends to read, like
my
a TV series.
Me. You have been very busy, and that was up until you were 16. You were already doing all that. I have not met your father yet, although I've been to some of the productions that he has been very much involved in, and I'm looking forward to meeting your father, because I've heard so much about him. Now, I know that you have written books, and although they are written in Spanish, the one I know is about our very dear friend, mutual friend, David Geary, who is the opera singer. Tell me about that book.
Yeah, well, I met David in a karaoke contest here in Estepona one summer, a lot of years ago. And I met him, and since I love musicals and music, I begin to study with him too. He began to give me a sing classes. And I'm not a professional singer, but we become friends. We have worked together in some productions here in Estepona. We did together Man of La Mancha. I played the Don Quixote.
Yes.
And yes, it was very, very funny. I think 5 or 6 years ago, a small production with a small adaptation with not many characters, but it was very funny, and I loved it. And And one day he asked me to, he have read some of my books, and he asked me to write his biography, but especially focused on his career as a singer, as a director, as a teacher. And I think I have here.
Ah, show me the book. Show it to the camera. I must admit to everybody, I have read that book, and it is really a wonderful read. And of course, we all know David Geary along the coast because he is very, very involved in the arts, in the theatre, and in opera. But you've just written another book. And this one I have not read because it is purely in Spanish. So very briefly, give me an idea of what the story is behind the book.
Oh, my last book.
Yes.
Yes, it is called The Sound of Silence. Okay. It's also about music because, well, when I finished first novels I told you about my friends, about the adventures, it was a saga of four books. And when I finished it, I didn't know what to write. I want to change a bit my style, the type of stories I was writing. And then I begin to write this book, this novel. It's a story. I don't want to spoil much, but it's a story about...
Just a little bit. Don't give me the whole story, just give me a little bit.
Okay, it's about a singer named Hector, and a very talented and successful singer, but yet arrogant and ambitious, who suddenly loses his voice. He injures his throat and loses his voice permanently. And at the same time, the other main character, because there are two main characters, a girl, an introvert and sweet girl named Sahara, loses his hearing in a dive accident. And then Hector, the singer, suffers a depression. He loses his career, which is his entire life to him. All the people who were near him left him aside. And then he starts a journey of self-discovery to try to find a new meaning for his life. And then he and the girl meet each other and begins a friendship. And I don't want to tell much about it.
And they help each other because she's lost her hearing, he's lost his voice, and Sarah and Hector are then a partnership of helping each other, which is wonderful. Now, one day I am going to try and read that book, but it's going to be very difficult. And I may ask you, please translate it for me slowly, slowly, on any way that you can. But you've also got another side to your talent. You are a linguist. You love languages. Tell me about the language that you are busy learning at the moment, because this I find fascinating.
Well, I'm now learning a Japanese language because I love Japanese culture and Japanese literature. I read a lot of novels by Japanese authors like Murakami, Kawabata, Mishima. It's a culture that always has fascinated me. And now I'm studying, since 2 years ago, I began studying Japanese. And now I'm moving to Japan for 3 months, now in March, to continue studying it there in Tokyo.
That's amazing. Now, what made you decide on Japanese? Have you by any chance, and this is me being very rude, have you by any chance got a Japanese girlfriend?
Well, I don't know that. Not yet, but...
not yet.
I don't know, maybe in Tokyo next month. No, but mainly it was because I love their culture, their cinema, their literature, and that novel that I have written, The Sound of Silence, it's very influenced by the but that Japanese style, because it's a very deep novel focused on the relationship, of the characters. It's very introspective. It talks with a slow pace and a bit bittersweet. Like that is the style that have a lot of the Japanese stories, and I love it. And I try to
Are they Japanese characters?
No, but the female main character Sahara loved the Japanese culture, and also there are a lot of references, as like from the character of Hector, there are a lot of reference to the music and songs. The title of the book, The Sound of Silence, is homage to the song of Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
And Sahara, the female character, talks a lot about Japanese culture and Japanese philosophy, that it's very appropriate for the tone of the book, like the things like the concepts like wabi-sabi. It's a Japanese culture who talks about the beauty of the imperfect things. So that kind of thing sounds
fascinating. It really does. And The Sound of Silence is a wonderful title, because sound and silence. And that really is very, very clever. So you're going over in March to Tokyo for how long?
For 3 months until
three
summer.
3 months. And then when you come back, what do you intend doing with the Japanese that you've already got and the Japanese that you've learned over there? How are you going to use it in a Spanish country?
Well, I hope maybe in the future, not yet, because I'm not I don't speak so well yet, but I would like to become a translator, a Japanese translator. I have worked for some publishing houses along the years as a proofreader and layout artist. But maybe in the future, I would like to use, because I begin to start Japanese just because I loved it. But as long as I was studying it, I began to think, maybe I could.
You could earn a living that way. You could make money that way. And it's a very,
it would be wonderful.
It's a very interesting thing, because before the pandemic, I know that a lot of Japanese visitors came to the coast, and especially to Mihas, because a friend of mine there has got the smallest chocolate factory in Spain. And I always saw so many Japanese people going into his little shop. And I said to him, why? How do all these Japanese people come to you? And he said, well, they come on the boat into Malaga, and then there is a tour bus that brings them specifically up to Mihas, which is one of our wonderful little white villages in the mountains. And so you see so many Japanese. Obviously, they've got a guide, but if you were to get in touch with somebody like that or a company like that, and you could accompany them, tourists, and translate for them, that is another way of you meeting people. You may even meet your Japanese lover here in Spain, who is a visitor. And then you could be living here, she could be living there, and you could be visiting each other across the waters. How does that sound for your future?
Well, it will be wonderful.
I have just mapped out your whole future of when you come back from Japan. But in the meantime, are there any, I'm going to go back to your shows. Are there any shows in the future that you are going to be performing in the Estepona area?
Well, now I'm working since the last 2 years. I've been working on a theater play with a friend, and we are performing it in some towns and cities around Andalusia. on the next show, yeah, on March 3rd and 4th, we played it in Sevilla. I don't know the title in English, but
say it in Spanish.
Cosmética del enemigo. I think it was a perfect enemy. Maybe I think it was the title in English. It's a play adapted from a novel of Amélie Nothomb, a Belgian author, which is very famous. I love her work, and we are playing it on the last 2 years. And then when I return, David Gary now is preparing a version of the musical Camelot.
Camelot. And what are you going to be in Camelot?
Well, I was when it begins, I was to play. I was about to play Sir Lancelot, but because I moved to Japan, I cannot do it anymore. So I will have a minor role because the play will be on summer, and I can go to the rehearsals because I will be there. But I will play a minor character named Sir Dinadan.
Okay, I know the play very well. If Ever You Should Leave Me is one of the songs, the start of songs. Can you sing that?
I don't know it yet. I could sing maybe the one of Man of La Mancha I haven't memorized it yet.
Can you give me just a couple of bars of that? Is that possible? Or is it too early in the morning?
Okay, well, I try. I don't promise anything, but I think it was something like, it was some years ago, but... to dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear the unbearable sorrow, to reach the unreachable star.
I love that song so much. If people could see me, I was singing with you, but just voicing it because I don't have a singing voice. I want to tell you, you said to me that we should go slowly because your English is not that wonderful. I tell you something, if my Spanish was half as good as your English, I would be so proud, especially after being here for so long. What I want to say to you now is, you seem to have your immediate future mapped out, which is wonderful for a young man to have in this day and age. I hope it brings you so much success. And I am so grateful that you have taken the time to explain everything to me in such detail and to be one of my guests of Cup of Coffee. And truly, Julio, I wish you so much luck. And you know what? When you come back from Japan, I want to do something together with you. Let us go and have sushi together because I love sushi.
Me too. It sounds wonderful. Okay, we will do it.
So we've got a date for that. And I'm going to say to you, thank you so much. It's been wonderful to hear, understand, and know what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are going to be doing. And as I said before, I wish you lots of luck. And I say thank you and bye-bye to you. And to my viewers, I say, well, to another cup of coffee. Again, I come up with surprises, not only with earrings, but also with guests. I don't know who I'm going to have my next guest. But I say to you, take care, stay safe, stay warm, because it really is not the best of weathers. And once or twice during the program today, Julio did freeze, and that's not because he was cold. It's because we have got horrendous winds and the connection sometimes has not been that wonderful. So forgive us, but I'm sure that you enjoyed. And Julio, I say bye-bye to you. Bye-bye, Julio.
Bye. Thanks, Sandy.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I see you soon for a sushi. And to my viewers, I say bye-bye and thank you so much. And I see you all very, very soon with another wonderful guest. Thank you. Take care. And bye-bye for now.